It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Write this down.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. I want to explain what a write-down is, because we're hearing about them every day now. Today, the British bank HSBC said it's writing down more than $3 billion because of subprime loans. Yesterday, Bank of America said the same thing. A write-down is when a company lowers the value of an asset on its books. So the asset was worth $1 million, but the market says it's worth less than that. So you write down the market value, and that reduces a company's profits. Hope that makes sense. The Dow begins the morning at 13,307 after a monster day, a 319-point gain. The NASDAQ had its best day in 4 years. It climbed 89 points. The S&P 500 added 41. The Asian and European markets have had big days as well. Los Angeles is known for its big stars, but this week it's all about big cars. The LA Auto Show gets rolling today with a media preview. In the spotlight, green giants. Here's Renita Jablonski.
You might say the Cadillac Escalade is a bit of a guilty pleasure in Hollywood. GM wants to assure you it's still fat, that's with a PH, but there's a healthier option with reduced emissions. It's a hybrid Escalade. GM will also show off its Chevy hybrid Silverado pickup. Chrysler is giving two of its huge stars a green makeover, unveiling the 2009 Aspen Hybrid and 2009 Dodge Durango Hemi Hybrid. But gas hogs rolling in green isn't the only storyline at this year's event. Honda is introducing a new hydrogen fuel cell car that will come out next year. The LA Auto Show opens to the public Friday. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski for Marketplace.
If you plan to climb Mount Everest anytime soon, rest assured you will have cell phone service. This week, China Mobile tested out its new tower near the top of Mount Everest, and it worked. The company is building cell stations on Everest for the Olympics next year. The torch run will go all the way to the summit. That's 29,000 feet.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, supporting the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation's mission to cure diabetes and its complications. More at jdrf.org. By BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. And by Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at grantthornton.com.
Attention shoppers, welcome to the grand opening.
Now Consumed, our special series airing this week on American Public Media programs. Some people claim that shopping is therapeutic. It certainly is good for an economy. But does buying things actually make people happier? Lisa Napoli visited a place where consumerism is brand new.
Once upon a time, the devout Buddhist kingdom of Bhutan was as simple as its ancient music. Few tourists were permitted, television wasn't allowed, and the king decreed that gross national happiness, rather than economic growth, would be the guiding principle of his nation.
We just came from this very agrarian society where we valued everything. You know, 50 years ago, we were not even a monetized economy. Everything was barter.
That's Kunzeng Roeder. She's the best-known writer in Bhutan. She says although people were poor, life's details had meaning. And then, 7 years ago, Bhutan's king allowed in television and then the internet, and that introduced a fever among the people for a different way of life and for new products. At night now, young people in Bhutan's capital take off their traditional dress and put on imported blue jeans to go dancing. Writer Kunzeng Roeder says modernization comes with a price.
recent years, you know, we're just bombarded with consumer goods. And now you get all these clothes, these cheap clothes, the culture of fast clothes is coming in. And it's a very confusing kind of experience.
Now, shades of dissatisfaction with the traditional way of life are creeping in everywhere, from private living rooms to call-in radio talk shows with one of Bhutan's two psychiatrists, Dr. Dunbar Nirola.
Today I'll be talking basically on anxiety disorders.
British economist Sir Richard Layard specializes in the economics of happiness. He was recently in Bhutan advising the country's cabinet.
There's a recorded increase in family breakup and a recorded increase in crime, especially violent crime, and there's a lot of worry in schools about violence in the playground.
In Layard's view, Bhutan's growing commercialization has put a significant dent in the country's renowned happiness, for good reason.
There's a lot of evidence that rather cohesive societies often experienced falls in psychological well-being when they go into economic takeoff.
Another happiness economist is Professor Richard Easterlin. He says the pattern has repeated itself generation after generation in country after country, including Bhutan's enormous neighbor to the north.
In China, income has tripled over the last 15 or 20 years, and life satisfaction seems to have declined.
It happens in developed countries, too. Measures of U.S. happiness stopped increasing back in the 1950s, whereas per capita income has risen nearly 300% since then. Easterlin says the answer is in human psychology.
Increases in income are matched by increases in aspirations for income, and the net effect is no change in happiness.
So, in this view, Bhutan's new anxiety disorders may be a byproduct of the country's growing consumer culture, the desire to achieve more and to have more. Where does that leave the Bhutanese? For those who feel as if gross national happiness is slipping away, psychiatrist Dr. Nirola offers some distinctly traditional words of wisdom.
To be satisfied with what you are is happiness.
From Thimphu, Bhutan, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
That's just one of many stories in our series. For more, visit our website, marketplace.org. Tomorrow on Consumed, the history of shopping and patriotism.
FDR felt that the best route out of the Depression was putting money in consumers' pockets so that they could, in a sense, buy us out of the Great Depression.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.